We're back. This is the Ray Lucia Show. Glad you are here. You know, I'm a baby boomer. I'm in my mid-60s, almost mid-60s, and I have a 90-year-old father, as I mentioned earlier in the program. So today, I really need help. And so I'm calling on Colleen Van Horn, a geriatric care manager. Colleen, thank you so much for joining me on the program. You may have heard me speaking with Robert G. from Handy Pro about getting, and I was actually doing it selfishly because I'm trying to figure out what I've got to do with my dad's house because he's staying at home. But thank you so much for joining me on the show today, because you handle this thing called geriatric care management. What in the heck is that?
Well, geriatric care managers are older adult specialists that provide answers to clients with chronic disabilities that are elderly, to their families, at a time when they're very uncertain as to what the answers are. So oftentimes we get daily questions, people calling us wanting to know various things. And some of them are, hey, my mom's getting discharged from the hospital tomorrow after she's been there for 5, 6, 7 days. And she's going to go home. What do I need to do to make them safe in their home? What kind of care do they need? And how am I going to pay for it? You know, other questions. Does Medicare cover this? How can I get my siblings involved? I can't do it all. I have to go to work every day. Who's going to take care of my own family? So those are some of the questions that we're able to answer.
You know, we talk about long-term health care insurance on this program all the time and how important it is. I imagine you see that firsthand, because that's the only way that I know of where individuals such as yourself can actually bill and collect. In other words, if you don't have the coverage, you're writing a check out of pocket, right?
You're absolutely right. Most of the reimbursement for geriatric care management is through private pay. There are some long-term care insurance companies that do cover GCM, but not all of them do.
My guest, Colleen Van Horn, 877-731-1442, innovativehc.com is her website. Now, you are part of a national network of individuals, so it doesn't matter where your elderly parent lives, because through your national network, they can get your kind of help. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I belong to an association called the National Association of Professional Geriatric Care Managers. And the website is caremanager.org. And what you do is you can go to caremanager.org, put in where your elder person lives, a city, a zip code, a state, and it will come up with the GCMs that are within that area.
This is so important. You know, my dad has great long-term memory. He still tells stories about, you know, back in the day when he was in the Navy and on the ship and et cetera, et cetera. And I want to point out, by the way, that it's real easy as a child to get somewhat annoyed by the old stories, but his short-term memory, not so good. How do you interface with family members to help them cope?
You know, that's funny. Our parents have such great stories, and we definitely hear them from childhood on. And so we interface with the adult children by first telling them that, you know, they can't do it all, and they don't have the experience to do this because they're new to this. They're on a very steep learning curve where it's something that we do every day, multiple times a day. And for me, it's been for the last 20 years I've been doing this. And so, you know, dealing with your dad, what I would recommend is that usually we start with an assessment to see exactly where he is today and assess what his needs are, what his financial.
Do you actually go in and do that assessment?
I do. We go to where his home is. It may be, you know, his house. It may be in an assisted living. It may be maybe he's living in a skilled nursing facility at the time. But we go there and see him in his own environment, which gives us a visual, and, you know, every picture tells a story. That's what we're getting, is his story by seeing how he functions within his own home.
It's fascinating and so critical that you have some kind of an assessment. You know, to be honest with you, my two brothers and two sisters and I all got together one night for dinner a couple of years ago, and we said, okay, we've got to divvy up these responsibilities. And it's been working fairly well, but it's been very, very burdensome on my sister-in-law, who sort of stepped up recently to the table to sort of manage that. It's been really, really difficult. And now she even has some of the nieces and nephews and grandkids chipping in, because it's a job that's too big for any one person.
You're absolutely right. It is too big for any one person. And that's where, as a care manager, what we're doing is we're looking at what the needs are, and we're assessing the family dynamics, because not everybody functions as a complete family, and every family has some type of dysfunction, and that's where we're trying.
Not my family. You're talking to me.
I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to everybody who's on the air right now, because dysfunction is everywhere. And so, you know, we lend an empathetic ear, and then we give the professional guidance to reach an achievable outcomes that benefits everyone, but mainly the elder.
Colleen Van Horn, that's who I'm speaking with right now, who is outstanding as a geriatric care manager. Obviously, you'd want to get a hold of someone in your area, but the best way to do that is to call the Answers for Elders care line, and they can direct you, 877-214-8661. You can go on their website, answersforelders.com. Colleen, you're in the Southern California area, and people can contact you directly by calling 877-731-1442, innovativehc.com. But nationwide, in Arizona and all around the country, just call the care line at 877-214-8661. This is so important. You know, we talked the other day about dementia. Every 67 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's disease. And I learned that 1 in 3 seniors actually dies with some form of dementia. So it's going to happen. I'm noticing it slowly with my father. But, and then earlier we talked to the Handy Pro fellow, and he was talking about getting the house immunized from an elderly person's situation, whether it be mobility or perhaps memory. So how do you involve yourself on that side of it? Do you actually work with the Handy Pros of the world and consult with them?
You know, we do. When we're in the home looking at home safety issues, we're looking to see, do they need grab bars? Do they need elevated toilet seats? Do they need their chairs raised up? Do they need their steps marked? You know, the bathroom is where most accidents happen, so we're looking at the bathroom for safety issues as to handheld shower nozzles and, you know, everything that goes along with safety. And so with that, we're looking as to who's available in the area of the elder to provide this type of service.
It's so important. And as I said, I'm living through it right now, and my dad is really healthy from a, you know, physical standpoint. From a mental standpoint, you can tell that he's starting to slip. I mean, he's entitled to that at age 90. But do you find that there's animosity sometimes because, for whatever reason, family members just get upset?
Well, remember, you're always going to be the child to your dad. And so with that, you know, oftentimes they lack insight as to their aging disability. And so they become threatened because they think their kids are taking over their lives. And so oftentimes by bringing in an expert who's unbiased, that's working for your dad, you build up a trust with him so that you know that we're working for him to achieve what he wants, to keep him safe in his home if that's where he wants to live. And so we're going to do everything possible that's going to make it right for him.
Now this is important. Do you have to do this over several meetings, or can you get this accomplished one time? It would seem to me anyway that it's hard to do just in one sitting.
You know, it is hard to do because you've got to build trust with
right.
him. And so that's where oftentimes a face-to-face meeting to talk to him about what your plan is. You're doing an assessment, and then you go over your plan of care and how you're going to achieve this. And it may not happen in one visit. It may take a few.
Colleen Van Horn, her number 877-731-1442, innovativehc.com. Just remember that, innovativehc.com. HC.com. She can connect you with someone in your area, or simply call the Answers for Elders care line. It's 877-214-8661. Go to the website answersforelders.com, 877-214-8661. This is so, so important. We're going to be talking more about this. Helping the elderly, our aging parents, get by. I'll take a break and come back with emails for everyone. 877-PLANNER is the number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, if you want to chat. Emails at raylucia.com. We'll be right back.